I want to ask Tom, when you start a patient on chemo Avastin right now in the first-line metastatic setting, what do you tell them about the risks, specifically in terms of numbers? What do you tell them about thoracic hemorrhage, or do you bring that up?
I do. So with Avastin, I will quote that there is an increased risk of dying from the chemotherapy. I tell them that you take your risk of dying from the chemotherapy from about 1% to about somewhere between 3 to 4%, but that I emphasize that the overall risk of dying from disease will be reduced. And so in the end, the chance of living longer will be higher on chemotherapy with Avastin than it wouldn't be. We talk about hemoptysis and the fact that it's rare but can still happen. And you know, we also talk about stroke and other thromboembolic phenomena, which even though they didn't pan out as being seen in Allen's study, when you look at the colorectal experience with Avastin, I think we're all pretty confident that Avastin is associated with a real but small increase in thromboembolic phenomena, which in lung cancer patients is not trivial. So, but I think, again, in the end, what drives our enthusiasm for Avastin is the fact that in a stage 4 trial, this had a substantial and clinically meaningful prolongation of survival, which is why I think all of us here would endorse using it in this setting. I just think you have to inform your patient as best you can in terms of what the risks are. But in the end, I think that most patients will think it's worth it.